brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is October 12th, and in this gospel, all of the readings actually for today tells us that the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. That is why we can be confident of being clean inside and out, for we receive righteousness from God, not from ourselves. We can't make ourselves righteous, but God's grace can. Giving alms declares the glory of God because it reveals that we love the truth of God above all else. Do you? Do you? Brothers and sisters, please, wherever the gospel is, there is life. And it's life that will last forever for you. Make the reading of Scripture part of your daily life. Even if it's just start with Matthew. Go Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament. Just read that. And after you're done doing that, I'd say only read about one a day. And then when you've done those, then read the Psalms. Read them slowly. Some days I was able to meditate on one psalm, depending on the psalm, but I was really encouraged myself to pray that psalm, and I would pray for a half hour over just that one psalm. God's word is so rich. I know when I discovered that it wasn't just a printed set of words, but it really was life-giving. When I finally grew old enough to really recognize, I so often kiss the Bible before I open it and kiss it when I close it, because Jesus is there. Comes in all kinds of disguises, in a sense, but he's there. This is his word. And his word and obedience to his word and love for his word. It's not always telling you what you can't do and what you can do. It tells you who he is and what he desires for us all. So please, please pray through Scripture. Take the readings of the day, if you wish to do it that way, however you choose to do it, but please read from Scripture every day. Because it is the living word of Christ. And when it gets into your heart and your soul, it changes us. Doesn't mean we go all around acting holy, holy, holy. We're kind. We're generous. We're forgiving. We're loving. We're reaching out to those in need. That's the sign that God is with you. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, don't just go on Sundays and say, okay, I did what I had to do, I'm done now, I'll go back to the real world. No. Living each day is the real world. Live it with the power of God's word. He will help you and lead you. So today, we look at the opening prayer. And the entrance antiphon first says, if you, O Lord, should mark our iniquities, that's our sins. Lord, who could stand? But with you is found forgiveness, O God of Israel. God will always forgive when we come to him. And if it's major sin, serious sin, please go to confession, because you will receive the blessing. You'll feel like you're 20 years younger. God loves you and he wants you to come to him, but he will never force you. We read in the opening prayer, may your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after us and make us always determined to carry out good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. You make mistakes. I make mistakes. We all do. If there's serious ask God's forgiveness, ask God's help, and God will bless you. He will receive you. Please don't turn away from God and say, oh, I've done so much for so long. God will never remember it, and I don't remember all of it. Go to confession and say, Father, it's been so long since I've been to confession, and I can't remember all of it, but I can remember these things. And then tell him, that's all. That's all you have to do. God knows the intentions of the heart. See, he knows deep into your heart, and he knows whether you're truly asking for forgiveness or not. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have such a gift. We don't have to carry the burden of sin on our backs all our lives. Please bring them before Jesus, and he will forgive. And then we look at the reading of Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 16 to 25. Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, Jew first and then Greek, for in it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what he has made. As a result, they have no excuse. For although they knew God, they did not accord him glory as God or give him thanks. Stop right there. Have you given God glory? Do you give God thanks? When something good happens to you, do you turn to the Lord as fast as you can to thank him? How is it for you, brothers and sisters? Instead, the reading says, this is Romans chapter 1, indeed, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal man or of birds or four-legged animals or some snakes. Therefore, people can turn you to so many things and not to God. Be careful. Therefore, God handed them over to impurity through the lust of their hearts, for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and revered and worshipped the Creator rather than the creature, who is blessed forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, who do you praise? Who do you rejoice in? You can give praise to other people. You can thank them for everything, and that's very good. But what is the source of that? The source of all the good things in our life is from God. The enemy tries to sneak in there, and sometimes he really does for a while. Brothers and sisters, God hears you. God knows the thoughts of your heart. Psalm 19, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. Do you bring God's word into your conversation? Do you bring your love for God into your conversations? Don't ever put that aside, brothers and sisters. I know you can't share them with everybody, but share them with those who are close to you, those who know you. Tell them what God has done for you. And the Gospel of Luke today, it's very short, chapter 11, verses 37 to 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee, you know, he just looks at externals. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. And the Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. In other words, we can do all kinds of bad things but live the letter of the law so other people can see us. And brothers and sisters, that is serious sin against God. Stop it. Really, stop it now. Never again. You fools. Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms. How can you serve another? How could you help another? How could you help the church? Even if you say, I don't have any money, do you have a quarter? Give it. Brothers and sisters, show repentance wherever it may be, and God will abundantly bless you. Because God wants in our lives, He wants everything to become beautiful. He does. Today I hear people swearing all over the place, and it's, in a sense, it's just part of the vocabulary anymore. You don't even think about it. And that's when it really gets bad. Brothers and sisters, look at how you talk. Look at how you treat your fellow man or woman. Whatever the case may be, brothers and sisters, what we want to do, we want to bring Christ's word to other people because it has touched us and it has changed us. And if God's word changes you, believe me, tell others about it. Bring the goodness of God through His word to other people. Did not the Maker, I'm repeating this, did not the Maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. Repent of your sin, go to confession, and receive the beauty that God has for you. Because everything will be clean for you. I remember very briefly one man one day walking out of confession ahead of me, and he was almost dancing. He just had the biggest smile on his face, and when he got to the door of the church, he started laughing. I thought, wow, that must have been really quite something. God wants to bring you joy into your life, new hope into your life, deeper faith into your life. Just do what He asks of you. I know you've got habits. We all have habits, and it takes time to break them. It took me one good year to break a habit that I had that I shouldn't have had. But God blesses us, and He sets you free, and He will do that for you. May God abundantly bless you and lead you closer to Himself. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.